From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The UN Security Council is due to vote on Monday on a resolution calling for a 7-day ceasefire in the Syrian city of Aleppo. The resolution also calls for unimpeded access for the delivery of humanitarian aid. Aleppo is the site of a Syrian military offensive aimed at retaking control of the eastern part of the city from rebels. Austrian presidential candidate Alexander Van der Bellen, an independent supported by the Green Party, is the projected winner of Sunday's election. Euroskeptic Norbert Hofer appears to have lost by a 7% margin. If he had won, Hofer would have been Austria's first far-right leader since World War II and the first one ever in the European Union. Despite the defeat, analysts say Hofer will remain a force to be reckoned with for years to come. France's socialist Prime Minister Manuel Valls has announced he will run for president in next year's election. Speaking Monday to an audience outside Paris, Mr. Valls said he will quit his job as Prime Minister on Tuesday in order to focus on his run for president. He will face other candidates in the Socialist Party primary in January. A Gambian court has ordered the release of an opposition leader and 18 other political prisoners. The release order comes just days after President Yahya Jammeh lost an election and agreed to step aside. Kwesi-Nu Darbo and several other members of the United Democratic Party received 3-year jail sentences in July for taking part in a peaceful demonstration demanding electoral reforms. This is VOA News. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has picked neurosurgeon Ben Carson, formerly one of his Republican rivals, to be Secretary of Housing and Urban Development when the new administration takes office. Trump said Monday Carson has a brilliant mind and is passionate about strengthening communities and families within those communities. Carson's appointment, like those of Trump's other cabinet selections for his new administration, must be confirmed by the Senate. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe said Monday he will visit Pearl Harbor later this month, the first time a Japanese leader has visited the U.S. naval base bombed by Japan in 1941. The surprise attack precipitated the American entry into World War II. Abe said he would visit Pearl Harbor Memorial with U.S. President Barack Obama to pray for the war dead, while also holding a final summit with the American leader before Mr. Obama leaves office next month. A Greek court has ruled against the extradition of 3 Turkish soldiers accused of involvement in July's failed coup. The 3 soldiers, part of a group of 8 who fled to Greece, have denied the allegations. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has engaged in a crackdown on journalists, academics, military, and civilian government employees, accusing them of participating in the July coup attempt. He has accused U.S.-based Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen of plotting the coup, something Gulen has denied. The foreign ministers of China and Iran have urged the governments that signed the Iran nuclear accord to continue to adhere to the agreement, regardless of what they called any changes in the domestic situations of the countries concerned. Their remarks would appear to be directed at U.S. President-elect Donald Trump, who said on the campaign trail this year he would renegotiate the terms of the agreement and increase its enforcement, calling the pact, quoting him, "the dumbest deal I think I've ever seen." None of the other parties to the agreement have expressed interest in dismantling it. New Zealand Prime Minister John Key resigned Monday. Key said good leaders know when it's time to go and lamented the sacrifices his political career has imposed on his wife and 2 children. Key is expected to formally submit his resignation next month at his National Party's caucus. A hotel fire in the Pakistani city of Karachi has left 11 people dead. Officials say the fire erupted at the Regent Plaza Hotel's ground floor kitchen Monday. Local media say 75 people were injured in the blaze. Karachi Mayor Wasim Akhtar said the cause of the fire could not be immediately determined. Television footage of the fire showed guests at the hotel using bedsheets to climb down from windows. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.